When the Republican National Committee announced its expected call to convention just before the turn of the new year, several things came to mind. First, this is really happening and not just some anxious hangover from a terror dream. Second, wow, what a mess Tampa is going to be when 2,200 delegates and tens of thousands of onlookers pack out the St. Pete Times Forum in late August for a vanity bonfire. Lock up your guns. And then there's the Republican machine, now in a shambolic state after the surprise frothy three-way resulting from the January 3rd Iowa caucuses. Many Democrats took understandable glee in the relatively unexpected surges of Rick Santorum and Ron Paul on Tuesday night. The comedy of errors and the resulting crashes of Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry, not to mention former surge protector Newt Gingrich, depicted the Republican Party as a train running off of its own track. But I couldn't help but think of the consequences. The rise of the biblical values voter can only mean bad things. That gay rights, even if comically, Mr. Santorum, will continue to be threatened. That reproductive choice and birth control are once again red meat ready for the chopping block. That with all these pledges and petitions designed to toss us back to the days of Anita Bryant's pie face, there may be some dark humor in there somewhere, but it's certainly no joke. Lock up your guns, indeed.